You're listening to South Florida's good news station, WCNO Palm City.
Welcome back to the Victory is Assured broadcast with Kurt Owen. For over 25 years, Kurt Owen has been helping people worldwide learn how to live victoriously by applying the promises in the Bible to their everyday life. Today, Kurt Owen is continuing a vital teaching entitled Changing Your Life. This message will revolutionize your life. Let's listen in.
Hello, I'm Kurt Owen. Thank you so much for tuning in. Thank you so much for subscribing to the podcast. You know, I want to change things up a little bit today because today is the last day that I'm going to be on the radio. We are currently believing God to go on to television. We believe that's the direction the Lord has told us to go. I wanted to say to all the radio audience and to all of the television stations and the station managers, especially to John McClain of WCNO and some of the others, thank you so much for allowing us to come on your stations. Now, I do know that in the Port St. Lucie area, Port St. Lucie, that area, the Treasure Coast, we're going to stay on, but my wife is going to be teaching. So she'll be in, if you're listening on this on radio, she'll be in this place tomorrow. But I just, and I know I normally just teach some things and stuff, and I want to go back over this in Mark chapter 4 and in verse 13 and 14. And I know I've spent a lot of time here, but I'll explain why we're going to talk about this. Mark 13 and 14. Do you not understand this parable? How then will you understand all the parables? In other words, this is the key and the foundation to which of everything that Jesus has said. The sower sows the word. And you know, I've got some stuff coming up on the broadcast and on the television broadcast talking about the seeds that you're sowing, that if you don't like where you're at in life today, that there is a way out. And so I would encourage you to stay tuned for those. Also, again, you can go to KurtOwen.com and see this, but in particular, the sower sowing the word. The partners of Kurt Owen Ministries and Kurt Owen Ministries and I, you think I'd be able to say my own name. The partners of Kurt Owen Ministries and I, really what we desire for you and for people all over the world, and if you're listening to this via podcast, if you're watching this on YouTube, or however you're getting this message, we understand that the Word of God is the thing that ultimately changes people's lives forever. You know, I have an ability to do miracles. God gave me the gift of miracles, and that's awesome, and I'm honored because I didn't do anything to earn it or anything like that. But the truth of the matter is that even if we were to give you a miracle today by the power of God, you still, it's the Word that ultimately changes you and keeps you changed. That wherever you're at in life, the Word will revolutionize who you are and what you're about. You know, we do a lot with ministers because we believe in ministers so often because nobody else does. And you know, we're ministers, the Word will still change your life as well. And it'll change the life of your congregation when you sow it. Now, I know not everybody likes to hear the Word. I know that people would rather hear self-help and stuff sometimes. But the problem is it's only the Word that produces 30, 60, and 100-fold. It's not anything else. And you know, our partners, and when you're partners with this ministry, you're not just sowing me and the ability to do miracles all over the world. You're sowing the Word all over the world. You're giving people the very thing that will change your lives forever. You know, as I look back on this, you know, with this being, I don't know how many, can you tell how many broadcasts we've done? This is our 234th broadcast that I've done. Pastor Terry just did 2 weeks. 234 broadcasts. In that 234 broadcasts, I want you to think about what all we've talked about. We started off talking about how to hear from God practically. When you part our partners, if you're a partner, if you'd like to be a partner, that's still up. You can still listen to it. We don't take anything down. Our partners made it possible. You made it possible. We taught you from the Word of God how to hear from God. We sowed that Word into your life. you, if you'll listen to those things, we believe that you'll be able to hear from God better than ever before. Not only that, we've got a daily devotional specifically geared towards that, that will give you the digital version absolutely free. Then we taught on the fact that God loves you. Now, that probably was over 100 of these broadcasts just in and of itself, about how much that God loves you more than he hates your sin, that God is for you, that God, even if you've made some mistakes, he wants to help you. And we proved it scripture by scripture that there's nothing you can do to get God to love you anymore, and there's nothing you could do to get God to love you any less. God is in love with you. He values you. You're important to him. We talked about the fact that, you know, that it's not enough just to know about the love of God, that you have to believe it. Now, again, those 100 broadcasts are on the website right now, KurtOwen.com, KurtOwen.com. They're on there right now, absolutely free. You have blessed me because you've allowed us to come into your car, into your home, into your radio. Now, again, I want to be clear. I'm not saying we're not doing this anymore. Even when we do television, we're still going to make sure that we maintain our podcasts and stuff like this. You can go there, continue to watch and receive these things. But I'm just thinking about what the Lord has done. Partners, I'm thinking about what the Lord has done through you and I. And not just since we started this broadcast. You know that we've literally been all over the world. Not just the broadcast itself. We went all over the world together. We've been, since these broadcasts started, we've been to Peru. We've been to France, Nigeria. Now, I didn't do any preaching in Nigeria, but I was helping another ministry. This is Australia. I don't remember if I did any preaching there this year. I know I did last year, but. Finland, where ministers' lives were changed. There's more than 50 or 60 ministers just within the last 12 months that within these 200 and something broadcasts that lives have been changed. Thank you for helping us do that. Thank you for listening to these things. But you need to remember something. And that's kind of where, and I'm not done with the so-or-so is the word. Remember, we were on the deceitfulness of riches. I'm going to pick up on that on the podcast and stuff. We help sow into people the importance of the local church. My goodness, I was just thinking about that. So many people don't understand the value of a strong local church and what the anointing of the pastor's office will do. And we got to talk about that. That's on the website as well. I think we spent a week or two just on that. Because a lot of times people are going to church and they don't know how. We talked about how, and we've been in the middle of talking about how to change your life forever. Instead of trying to take these huge, big steps, you can take some baby steps. If you know, reading one scripture a day, praying 1 minute a day, man, these things will change your life forever. And we've got we sat down together and we're able to talk about these things. You that have been listening have allowed us to sow, my partners and I, to sow this into your life. Partners, you helped us do this. That we got to do the thing that it says right here in Mark chapter 4 is the very thing a sower does. He sows the word. And the word changes things. You know, we spent the last, seven broadcasts talking about the coronavirus and teaching people how to apply the word of God, reminding people of what Jesus has done for them, reminding people about that they don't have to fear the coronavirus, that Jesus is bigger than the coronavirus, that their redemption is about the coronavirus. You know, we've also said some pretty rough things as well. I mean, we've called people liars that lied about God. And it's true. I don't back off of it. If somebody said that God made you sick, and you're one of his children, that's a lie. It's not true. People have told you things have passed away. That's not true. There is so much more I'm excited about sharing for you, but we're just going to have to do it in a different format. We'll continue with the podcast, but we're going to be going on television, and I hope you watch us there. And I hope that you'll be exercising your faith with us, that we have all the money necessary to go. Initially, we're talking about going on weekly television, but eventually we'd like to go to daily television. And again, I'm not doing this. I don't want to do this because I want to do it. To be honest with you, we had a television broadcast years ago, and I hated it. I didn't want to do it. I was mad at God that he asked me to do it. But there's been a change in my heart because I have grown in a love for you all, the people that listen, the partners, wanting you to hear sound things. You know, I teach on church security for years. You know, my background, I was in executive protection and stuff. And I started teaching church security. You want to know why I did? Because I heard a lot of stuff was being said that just wasn't good where church security was concerned. It wasn't the right thing to do. And I didn't want to see people get hurt. You know, that's the exact same reason we're teaching the word. It's the exact same reason that we're going on television and producing product and stuff. Remember the vision of Curt Owen Ministries, that we desire to love you and to let you know about the love of God and the love that God has for you. We want to equip you, to give you the tools that are necessary, and that's how we hope we've used this radio broadcast, if you're one of the radio audience, that you have been equipped. And how did we equip you? Through the sowing of the word. We want to affect people. We hope that this has been an effect in your life. And we wanted to demonstrate to you how to live the word of God, even with the coronavirus, talking about how to put the word of God into practice. Thank you so much for making this possible. Michael's going to tell you how you can give. This is going to be the last offering for the radio audience. He's also going to direct you to the website, KurtOwen.com. And listen, if you have any trouble receiving, hearing anything, and you want to, shoot us an email there at the website. And again, from Terry and I, from Jimmy, the producer of the broadcast, let me also say this. I want to thank Michael for him. I want to thank Cal Ron, who's been doing the editing. I want to thank Jimmy, who's been doing all of the shooting. And I want to thank my wife for all of the support. And I want to thank all of my partners, because all of you together made this possible. Thank you. I hope you'll tune into the television broadcast. I hope you'll tune into the podcast and the YouTube and everything else. We'll see you soon. But never, ever forget that Jesus is risen. And victory is assured.
Curt Owen Ministries is dedicated to promoting and propagating the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ. Toward that end, in addition to everything else that we do, we operate two churches here in the state of Florida, one in Port St. Lucie and one in Clewiston. We intend on continuing to conduct our live services as normally scheduled. We invite you to come and join us in praise and worship to our King Jesus and to hear the uncompromised Word of God every Wednesday at 7 p.m. and Sunday mornings at 10:30 a.m. If you are for any reason, however, uncomfortable attending church in person, please feel free to attend our services online. The live services from our Port St. Lucie Church can be seen and heard at reallifepsl.com, and the live services from our Clewiston Church can be found at reallifecluiston.com. At each website, please scroll down and select the YouTube icon. Once you are on your YouTube page, please simply select live service. Also, if you would like or need prayer for any reason, please just email your prayer request to connect@KurtOwen.com. And remember, Jesus is risen and victory is assured. God Almighty is excited about you learning how to really know and believe the amazing love that God has for you. We encourage you to listen to these teachings over and over. Remember, faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. Curt Owen would like to offer you a free download of the first session of a recent Knowing and Believing the Love of God conference. He would also like to send you a daily Hearing from God devotional. To receive your free downloads, simply go to KurtOwen.com. Check with this station's programming guide for the times that Victory is Assured broadcast with Curt Owen can be heard every weekday. Remember, Jesus is risen and victory is assured.
You're listening to WCNO's Spring Prayer and Share. For prayer requests, call 888-221-8990, 888-221-8990. You could also make a prayer request on the website, WCNO.com.
Prayer and Share is up and running. Call 888 888-